our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is your boy Elder Lewis Gray coming to you again on another Tuesday with a word from the Lord. Amen. We thank God for you and you taking time out of your busy schedule to join me here again with a word from the Lord. We hope that the Lord blessed you and you had a wonderful Christmas that was filled with food, presence, family, and fellowship. And so we pray that you had a wonderful Christmas, and we just thank God for you, you and you. We're on the precipice of a new year, 2023. It almost is, man. It seems like time has just flown. It seemed like it was just January not too long ago, but now here we are again on the precipice of a new year. And I just believe that God has some great things in store for the body of Christ. I just believe that God is getting ready to take us to a new level. It's time to get engaged. It's time to do what the Lord has told us and commissioned us to do, and that is to preach the gospel, to spread the gospel that Jesus Christ lives. He's not dead. He's alive. How do I know? Because I spoke to him this morning. He woke me up, started me on another day's journey, and he has me breathing with the use of my limbs, and he has you doing the same thing. And so we just thank God for you, you and you on this day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And as I say every Tuesday, if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise. For the scripture says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you, you and you. I had a great time with my family. It was just me, my wife, and our boys and our daughter. And we just enjoyed ourselves. We took time out to relax, opened up gifts, and we just had great fellowship with the immediate family. And I just thank God for her. I thank God for my children that God has blessed us with. Five beautiful children, four boys and one daughter. Amen. And I just thank God for them. I thank God for my beautiful wife, Minister Frieda Gray. Another year that the Lord has blessed us to see another Christmas together, and I pray that the Lord blesses us to see many, many more. I thank God for my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, located in the great city of Cocoa, Florida, on 16 South Wilson Avenue. Our order of services are Sunday morning. Our Sunday schools begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning worships begin about 11:40, 11:45-ish. Tuesday night Bible studies are at 7 p.m. And our Thursday night youth services are at 7 p.m. as well. I'm sending a shout out to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. I love you, bro. Amen. They are our spiritual parents, and I thank God for them. For God placing them in our lives. Amen. I just thank God for them. And I want to give this announcement. We are having our annual Watch Night service on this particular Saturday night. We're inviting you out. If you don't have a church home, if you don't have a place to go, come out to True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, again on 16 South Wilson Avenue, this Saturday night. It is the place to be. I believe it will, I want to say we will start around about 9:30, and we will sing. We will praise. There will be preaching. We will pray into the new year, Amen. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I always look forward to our watch night services. They are something to behold. And I want to invite you out there again. If you don't have a home, come out to our service on this Saturday night, beginning at 9:30 p.m. Amen. And we're going to praise God. We're going to lift him, his name up. We're going to give him testimonies about what he has done for us over this year and what we expect God to do in the coming year. So if the Lord say the same and you're able, come on out and fellowship with us this Saturday night again at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, located in the great city of Cocoa, Florida, where our pastor is none other than Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Saturday night at 9:30 p.m. It's the place to be. Amen. You won't be sorry for coming out. Amen. You will be blessed. So again, join us on this Saturday night at 9:30 p.m. for our annual watch night service. I get excited about that service. Amen. We normally have good crowds. Amen. There's good praise, and there's no other place I'd rather be than in the house of God, praising his name, giving him praise, praying into the new year. There was years ago when, amen, I couldn't say that. I was out there in the world and, out there, couldn't wait to, New Year's Eve, go out to the clubs and all of those places. But I'm telling you, there ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because I found out that a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Amen. So without further ado, I'm going to go into the word of the Lord. Amen. It can be found in the book of James. Amen. That is James 1. And I'm going to read into your ears verses 22 through 25. That's James 1, verses 22 through verses 25. Amen. It says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us this opportunity to come before you one more time. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me to be able to get here, and all of us, God, on the precipice of a new year. God, we know that you didn't have to do it, but you did. Many started this year out and didn't make it this far. But God, we give you thanks. We give you praise, God, for allowing us to make it to this point. And God, I'm praying today, God, that the words that I speak, your words, that they will fall on good ground. Lord, that they will make the hearer stronger, better, and wiser. God, we thank you today. Remember those that are in government, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. God, we're praying, God, you give them wisdom to make the right decision. God, we pray for unity in this nation. We pray for peace, God, that we will come together. But Lord, we know that there is a unit, that we know that there is power in unity, God. And Lord, we're praying, Father, that we have love one to another. But Lord, you said that this by men shall know that ye are my disciples, that ye have love one to another. God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. I just want to deal from a thought. Amen. Do it. Do it. Amen. Act upon the word of the Lord. We're on the precipice again of a new year. Many people are making resolutions, how they can lose weight and going on diets, and how they've set goals for themselves as we enter into a new year. And you know, I looked at the word of God, much like that person that says, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get my figure down. I'm going to get my body in the way. A woman says, I'm going to get my figure down. A man said, I'm going to strengthen myself. You know what they have to do? They have to exercise. They have to exercise. No man can become what he wants to just by thinking of it. But it's going to require that you implement what's been given to you in your mind to do. When you look at some of these exercise videos, and you look and you watch them on exercise, you watch them exercising, well, it's not going to do you any good just by simply watching. But you have to get up and do what the exercise instructor is instructing you to do. Otherwise, by watching, it's really in vain. And that's what we have to do when it comes to the word of God. We have to put it into practice. We have to exercise it. We have to do it in order for it to yield any benefits. Look what James is saying. This is Jesus' brother. He says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. See, we've got too many people today. They just hear the word of God. Week after week, Sunday after Sunday, they come and they hear the word of God. And they leave. They come, they shout, and they leave. And when they leave, nothing. Many people, not this, not all, but a lot. Nothing of what was preached is implemented. They just heard the word and they rejoiced of it. But the scripture said that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when we have heard the word of God, amen, then we must apply the word of God. We must place the word of God into action in order for us, for it to yield any benefits. But sadly, too many people are only hearers only. They will say amen to the word, praise the Lord to the word, but will not do the word, will not apply it to their lives. You see, everything that we have and everything that we can be, every success lies in the word of God if we apply it to our lives. Jesus said that whatsoever things we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In other words, Jesus says that I have given you the keys. I have given you the keys to be successful. You know, binding and loosing is originally from a Jewish phrase. It simply means to forbid by an indisputable authority when we bind something, and to permit by an indisputable authority to loose. Who is that indisputable authority? It's Jesus Christ. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is God manifested in the flesh. God has given us authority to bind certain things. That means that we can forbid things from happening in our lives. That means that when we lose something, we have permission to allow certain things. We have been given authority to do great things. He said that if you walk up right before him, he shall give us the desires of our hearts. So you see that serving God is not simply just hearing the word, but it's doing the word. It's applying the word of God to our lives. It's practicing the word of God. When we practice the word of God, we can yield the benefits that it has. He says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding himself, his natural face in a glass. You see, when we hear the word, the reason we get excited about the word is because the preacher is telling us what can happen in God. If we allow God to operate in our life, if we allow the word to manifest itself in our lives, if we apply the word in our lives, we shout off of hearing the word. And you know, for those moments that we're in church, a lot of people, they're empowered when they're in church. Hear the word and they receive the word. My God, my God. But Jesus said that when trouble comes, by and by, you're offended by the word. It means that you receive the word and you accept the word and you have joy over the word while you're in church. But when you get back out in the real world and the problems come, and God said that you ought to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. But you say, but you don't understand my problem. See, by and by you're offended by the word because you don't allow it to exercise. You don't exercise it. You see, the word of God is best used when you're going through things. See, we have to understand that the word of God never promised us that everything was going to be easy. He never promised that it was going to be smooth. He said that there was going to be storms in our life. He said, but he said, for in this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world. So he tells us that there's going to be some things that are going to come. But it is in those moments we have to apply the word of God. The enemy is going to come and make and try to make you doubt what you have heard. But when you stand on the word of God, when you understand that that you are more than a conqueror, and that irregardless of what you bring my way, devil, I'm going to stand on the word of God. The Hebrew boys, there in the book of Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar made the statue and he said that when I play the music, I want everyone to bow to me, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't bow. They stood. They stood on the word of God. That they were not to make, they were not to bow to graven images. They stood on the word of God. And you know what? They risked death. But yet they stood on the word of God. You see, the word was best applied when they were going through something. But a lot of time when we go through something, we forget the word of God. But they stood on the word of God. And you know what? When the king got wind of this, that they didn't bow, because you know you always got those people that are looking to see if you're going to do what. See, there are people that are watching you, watching us to see how we go through some things, see how we respond to trouble in our lives, watching us to see how we handle when our children are acting crazy, when we've lost our jobs, when we're going through all that life has to throw at us. There are people out there in the world watching us. The Bible says that we are living epistles, known and read of men daily. You know, we're the only Bible that sometimes people will see. They want to see if you're really who you say you are. And so they watched Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they saw that they didn't bow. And so the first thing they did, they went to the king and said, you know, there are some Jews that when the music is played, they will not bow. And the king got angry and he had to come and see this for himself. Say, I'm going to give you one more chance. I heard that when the music played, you did not bow. But you know what? They stood on the word of God. They said, well, King, we're not careful to answer you. Otherwise, you know, we really don't care who you are. But the God we serve is well able to deliver us from the fire. But it said, but if he don't deliver us, we will not bow. And we know the story how they were thrown in the fire. They were thrown in the fire to die. But when they were thrown in, when everybody around them expected them to die, they looked in and they saw something. They saw that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were just fine. But they saw another man. They saw the Son of God. They saw the Son of Man. Jesus Christ, I believe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He just came on the scene a little bit earlier. And you know what? He got in the fire with them. And he sustained them. How were they sustained? Because they placed the word of God into action. They stood on the word of God. You see, God requires us not just to hear the word, but to obey the word. It's important to know what the word of God says. Yes, yes, yes. That's always important. But we have to obey the word of God. We have to do the word of God. You see, we have to do every word of God. Not just some. See, we can't pick and be choosers. We have to eat the whole world. Whatever the word of God says, we do. That we have to do it. See, they didn't forget who they were. They knew that they were children of God. And they knew that if they stood on the word of God, that God could deliver them. He was well able. But they made a decision that because we know God, that even if he don't respond, that does not erase his existence. But we're going to be obedient even unto death. And God is calling us not just to hear the word of God, but to be obedient to the word of God. You know when God is talking. Some people know the word of God, but refuse to do it. They're only hearers of the word. And look what he said. For he looks at himself in a natural glass, sees who he is. Then when he leaves, look what he said. He said, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. The reason some people are losing is they forget who they are. They forget what the word says. You see that when we obey the word of God, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. It's obedient. See, Cain and Abel. Abel brought God. He was obedient. He brought God what was acceptable. Cain had a sacrifice, but it wasn't what God wanted. That's where many people are today. They're bringing God their own sacrifices. And they're saying, this will do. No. God has requirements in his word. The Ten Commandments. I just throw those out there. You have to do more than hear the word of God. You have to obey it. You have to apply it. You have to exercise it. You have to do it. Do it. Do the word of the Lord. Don't hear about it. Don't just hear it. Many people are coming to the house of God day after day, week after week, hear the word of God, but will not apply it to their lives. They're just hearers of the word. You know, sinners just hear the word. They don't do it. Satan hears the word, but he doesn't do it. He understood the word when he was in heaven. He was with the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. In the beginning was the word. When it all started, Satan had the word. But you know what? Obedience, iniquity was found in it. Disobedience and iniquity. And God cast him out of heaven. Adam and Eve were in the garden, but disobedience was found in them. They were cast out of the garden. They had the word. The Bible lets us know that God came down and communed with them. But because, and they heard the voice of God. They heard the word. They heard God command them, don't eat of the tree that's in the midst of the garden. But they disobeyed God. We can't be just hearers of the word. We've got to do God's word. And so it says, he forgetteth what manner of man he was. So many people leave church on Sunday and forget all about who they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be Christians. But then they go throughout the whole week and act like anything but a Christian. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. See, if we don't forget God's word, hallelujah, if we don't forget it, but be a doer of the work, says this man shall be blessed in his deeds. When we apply God's word to our lives, we become blessed. Not just hearing the word. We have to show people our faith by our works. Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead. But we have to have faith, which is the hearing of the word of God, because faith comes by hearing. And then we have to do the word. We have to apply it, which is our works. Hallelujah. So again, if you don't have a service to go to on this coming Saturday night, our watch night service is from 9:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. Come out to True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, where we worship God in until the new year comes. Amen. So until then, as you go into the new year, do it. Do God's work. Don't be just a hearer, but do it. In Jesus' name, you be blessed. Until next time.
We here at True Pentecostal Community and Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the
I may not be what I should be, but I thank God that he changed. Changed my mind, yeah, forevermore. I wish I had the time, but I can't tell it all. I've got a new way.